Your reaction to today's game here at Windsor Park, David?
Really disappointing. Don't think we were good enough from start to finish. Don't think we moved the ball in the manner that we did last week. And, you know, we didn't do enough in the game today. Our desire and hunger to go and win a football match wasn't there today.
Came in two halves. We looked good first half, second half. We let them back into it and we didn't. Did we look like we were going to get the second one?
I don't think we were that good first half, to be honest, Andy. We got a goal from a set play. Apart from that, we looked a wee bit lethargic. Going forward, we looked slowed down. Let them get back into the positions and didn't move the ball quickly enough. And say we got punished in the second half for not staying focusing on the game. We were warned at half time. We were warned before the game. Switch off. They've got decent attacking players, and they hit us in the second half and probably deserved their goal, to be honest.
Must be frustrating that we couldn't pick up today where we left off last week.
Yeah, it is. That's the most frustrating thing. You come off the back of a performance last week where it was decent. But say if you're not going to back it up, you know, week in, week out, if it's going to be one good performance, one very unacceptable performance, and say if you start totaling points up come, you know, the end of every month, leading towards the end of the season, you know, you'll fall short.
1-1 against Coleraine here, 1-1 here today. Any similarities apart from the score?
Yeah, very similar. Dungannon had a game plan, and fair play to them for coming, setting up, getting behind the ball. Frustrating us, but I feel as if we have good enough players in our team and our squad to try and break them down. But the good players didn't show up today and they didn't do enough. To go and win the game, we created probably next to nothing in the second half, which again is very frustrating.
People were saying beforehand our bench looked very strong today, so you know, the strength and depth, you must be really frustrated tonight.
Listen, there's no point the bench looking pretty strong and then the 11 players that you've entrusted to go and play after the performance last week not doing enough. I'd rather have a strong 11 than a strong bench, so say it's good that we've got choices, it's good that I've got choices, that we've got players, so I would want the 11 who selected to go out and do more than they did today.
You brought in a New Zealand international in midweek and you threw him straight into the action now this afternoon.
Probably a wee bit sooner than I'd hoped. I wanted him to get a feel for it today, have a look. And he's obviously short of match fitness. He only arrived on Tuesday after a long flight and probably not played as many games as the rest of the lads. But he'll come in, and again, the minutes that he got today will hopefully benefit him. We have a game Tuesday, then we play Rangers next Saturday. So our league performances will be left until the Portadown game. So that's a disappointing thing that we're not going to play in the league now for a couple of weeks. But we've got to make that right against Larne. The League Cup is something that I want to win. And I hope it's something that the players firmly believe when we arrive on Monday night for training that we can certainly go out and challenge for.
It's a cup we haven't won in a number of years, so it'll be a great opportunity on Tuesday to get today's result out of the system.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Again, Larne will come probably underdogs with no fear. And we'll need to be better than we were today to go and make things happen, go and create chances, and put ourselves in the next round.
All the very best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.